Testing, once we're back on the record. From the record, I'll state that Mr. Taylor has brought Ms. Kelly April into the hearing room. And I understand from looking at some of the earlier material, Ms. April, that you spell it K-E-L-L-I?
Yes.
And April with an E at the end?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, before we start, I gather you understand you're being asked to give evidence in this hearing for Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
And as a result, before we get going, I must tell you that this panel relies on your evidence to be truthful. And before we start, I will therefore ask you, do you solemnly promise to this panel that the evidence you're about to give at our hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Ms. April, do you understand that a breach of that promise would be an offense under our law?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. You're with us.
Kelly, where do you work?
Brampton Transit for the City of Brampton.
So you're a transit driver?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Since 1997, 10 years.
How did you find your job?
Through a friend I was going to the gym with. I was working as a school bus driver at the time and asked her if they were looking, and she said yes.
Okay. So through a friend?
Yes, through a friend.
In your experience as a transit driver, and you drive a car obviously,
mm-hmm.
Which has a rougher ride, a bus or a car?
Bus. Definitely bus.
Are you familiar with the Mississauga-Toronto transit buses, Brampton transit buses?
Yes, I am.
Are they all similar?
They are all identical.
Okay, so when you say a ride, like, there wouldn't be Toronto's a better ride or less?
No.
They're all the same?
They're all the same. They all use the same kind of buses.
Okay. I know this is somewhat of a difficult question in a way because it depends on the geographic location, but what would be considered the times for morning and afternoon rush hour, approximately?
Between 3 and 6 for the afternoon, and about 5 to 9 for the morning.
Okay.
About 5, it starts getting pretty busy.
Okay. In morning or afternoon rush hour, would you say it is easy to rotate sitting and standing, or more specifically, is it easy to find a seat on most industrial routes?
It is not easy to find a seat on any industrial route unless you're the very first person on the bus. And alternating sitting and standing, there is. And once you get up, someone will take your seat.
And the buses, they have those handicapped signs or whatever?
They do. No one really.
There's no law?
There's no law.
No law. And
it's a request, it's not a law.
So are the transit drivers expected to enforce the, is this a guideline or a policy?
It's a guideline. It's not a policy. We try our best to say something. If we see somebody that is obviously apparently handicapped in some way or elderly in some way, but if they don't physically look it to us, we're not going to say anything.
Okay.
And even then, I mean, when it's busy, you can't tell.
Okay.
During rush hour, there's no way.
Okay. I'm going to show her page 243, which is a functional ability spot of volume 1. I'll press it there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have a that. I'll just let you look it over for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So why you're spelling the
what I wanted to ask her was, with those restrictions in riding the transit bus.
Okay, but she's not a doctor.
No.
But she can attest to that.
I would be able to meet that in driving the bus, because a doctor isn't a transit driver, and a transit driver isn't a doctor.
In riding the bus?
Yeah. That's all she's testifying to, is what the restrictions is, would it be suitable?
Well, I don't think that's an appropriate question to ask a lay person.
Okay.
Mr. Taylor, my colleague, anticipated my concern about these questions altogether. We haven't established whether this witness drove on or is familiar with any of the routes that you may have used to get to and from any of the jobs that were assigned to you. And I agree with Ms. Ferrari that asking a transit driver to give evidence concerning your ability to ride on a bus with reference to the restrictions noted in the functional abilities form is certainly not probative as far as I can tell, because the witness isn't qualified to do so. But if you want to ask questions, I just want you to be aware that the evidence does not seem to be helpful. Do you have some evidence from this witness about your routes and your travel and the conditions of travel?
Did I discuss with you prior about the Dundas? Are you familiar with the Dundas routes?
Yes.
The Mississauga transit routes?
I know many Mississauga drivers.
And you're familiar with those routes?
We connect with them. We're almost the same system, because we connect with them. Our boss used to be their boss. We are trying to amalgamate into one system.
You drove a bus along Dundas Street?
Yes, I have.
In Mississauga?
Yes, because ours go all the way out to, they go along Dixie, we go Dundas, we go up to Square One area, we go up to Mississauga Road area. Like, we connect with them on a regular basis in all areas.
But you're not driving in Mississauga, are you?
Yeah, we actually transfer over into Mississauga area.
Yeah, I understand that. And then Mississauga Transit takes over.
Right, and they also come into our area. They come all the way to Shoppers World, which is in Brampton. Like, right. We transfer over the property lines, whatever you want, the boundaries. We go up to Finch Station. Like,
all right.
We go over boundaries.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, that's I'm going to give an approximate date timeline. Between January 1st, 99 and about March 2000, mm-hmm. Do you recall me ever speaking to you about obtaining employment with the City of Brampton?
Yes, you did. You asked me about anything I saw come up on our postings.
Mm-hmm.
We have a posting board, and if there was anything that came up that you might be qualified or able to do,
mm-hmm.
I would let you know of it.
How frequently?
Quite often. You would ask me if I knew anything that was coming up.
How do you know each other?
Friends.
Just friends.
Sorry.
Friends. Actually, he's technically a friend of a friend, but we just kind of know each other that way.
And so you've been friends for since when? Since prior to 97?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, it would be... Yeah, because it was before I started at Transit, so it would have been... Well, my son's 18, so probably around 18 years.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, Mr. Taylor. You were asking about whether she recalls you inquiring about work?
Yes.
The transit company?
Well, with it, not with the city. He was asking me, like, because we have postings for every division of the city, you know, in the offices, city hall, anywhere like that. He asked me for anything I thought he might be able to do.
And do you recall when that was, or how often?
Well, he's asked me many times, but around the year 2000, 99, 2000, he did ask me a lot during that time to keep my eye out if there was anything, and I did give him a couple of things that, and he says, well, I'm not qualified for that, or I'm not, you know.
What restrictions or guidelines do you give you as far as selecting the type of job that you would think you would be able to do? I mean, how would you know what job you'd be able to do?
Well, he told me anything that involves, you know, sitting or standing for long periods of time, not being able to alternate, there was no way he would be able to do it. Anything computer-oriented or anything like that, if you know, he could, if there was anything that he was able to do in that, if there was any office jobs, anything that would allow him to get up or sit down or, you know, alternate, that would be ideal. He asked me about driving, and I said, well, you can't alternate sitting and standing. It's not long haul like it is with truck, but it is, you can't. You're in the seat for 4 hours a lot of times, especially in a rush hour.
So you testified today that you brought to him a couple of
Yeah, quite a few of ones that were in the office and that, and they just weren't feasible because he didn't have the qualifications for them. I didn't know all his qualifications. I just saw, if I saw something that looked like it might, I'd ask them, would this be okay for you? And then you say, well, I don't have that, or I don't have this. So
you weren't aware of any position that he pursued?
Not that I am completely aware of. I did give him different ones that were possibilities.
Okay, thank you.
I got them photocopied and gave them to him.
Sure.
But you don't know whether he followed them up?
I didn't ask him.
And many times he said right at the outset, that's not for me.
That he couldn't do it because of certain things that were obviously stopping him. He didn't have a diploma in this, or he didn't have, you know. I mean, I do it for many of my friends if they, because the city is a good place to work.
Sorry, any more questions?
No.
Just going back to the testimony about driving, which is what you've been doing for a decade, Ms. April, have you ever driven a transport trailer truck?
I've driven the cube truck.
No, I was talking about like the big rig.
Like the one that actually has the swivel? No.
And have you any ability to tell us anything about the difference between driving a truck of that larger size and your bus?
No.
And is it fair to say that the streets out in Brampton and Mississauga, compared to some in the old city, are reasonably well maintained and provide a fairly smooth ride for your passengers?
They are reasonable, but they are jerky. They do get potholes in the summer, and like when all the frost is all settled, and that's when all the construction starts, and we get jolted quite often.
Do people complain?
Yes. Not to mention, you know, people slam on the brakes, you slam on yours, you can't help that, you jerk. People cut you off because you are a bus.
Did Mr. Taylor ever describe precisely any routes that he used and seek your comment on those routes?
Well, he did mention that he was taking the Dundas. That at one point in time he was working at BMG or something like that. That was a route that he had to take. And I knew where he lived and the routes that he would have to take, and I know the roads. Because I also, when I drove school bus, used to drive in that area. And I know that the roads are pretty rough along there.
Which?
That would be on Mavis and Dundas.
Were they any different from the balance of the routes that you were serving?
Are they any different than they are that I serve?
Yeah.
Well, they're all relatively the same, in my opinion, that all of them are pretty. You can't judge if you're going to get a pothole on a route or not, or if you're going to have rough roads. A lot of them are. and they were all the roads to me are fairly the same. They're not perfect. You're going to get potholes. You're going to get jolting and jiggling, and that's why the driver has an air ride seat, because we're in it for 4 hours. And even our drivers have some back problems.
So these routes in on Mavis and Dundas weren't any exceptional or different condition than most of the other routes?
No, both the same.
All right, I have no other questions. And Mr. Taylor, do you have any further?
Yes. You mentioned briefly they're driving a school bus. Did you do that before you were driving?
I did that for about 8 years, yes.
And where did you do that?
In Mississauga. All over Mississauga.
Would you say comparatively a school bus is similar to a transit bus?
Yeah.
Okay. And in Brampton, Mississauga, is there raised manhole covers?
Yes.
Person covers?
Yes.
Whatever they call them?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in a transport truck for a ride?
I've been in one for a ride.
Okay. So when he was talking about, to answer his question, when you were saying that you've never driven one as a driver.
Yeah.
But you've been in one for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it, thank you.
All right. Is that the end of this witness's evidence?
Yes.
All right. Two things before you go. Thank you for coming and assisting Mr. Taylor. I do want to emphasize, however, as I have with the others who have been called to testify, Ms. April, that it is understood among witnesses, and the reason you're here alone is that people giving testimony before a hearing such as this shall not discuss their evidence, and the questions put to them by Mr. Taylor or members of this panel with the others who may testify until the hearing and all evidence is completed. And we, the panel, have indicated that constriction is no longer in place. So I would ask you to give this panel your assurance now that you won't talk about your attendance here this morning with the others until everything is finished.
Yes.
Thank you. You may go.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Taylor.
Thank you.
Did you intend to continue with other evidence on the first ARO decision? Issues
yes.
1, 2, and 3?
Just another witness I wanted to bring in.
Who is that?
Scott.
All right. We'll go off the record while we get him
okay.
into the room.
Okay.